Praise the Lord. Is it hot? Is it just me? I went and put on some long pants just a minute ago or something, I think. Well, praise the Lord. Boy, this is sorry. I told Fred when I was in there a while ago, I said, Fred, just lay hands on me, because what a tremendous word to start it off. Couldn't have been any better. And then we were talking about who might be going next. I said, well, I think I want to go, because, you know, after a while, you get to leaning on the flesh so much. And, you know what I'm saying? But we come to do the Lord's business. That's what we're after. It's the Lord's business. Amen?
That's right.
Let's start right here. You know, it's a... Start over here in Matthew 6 here, just a second. Amen. Let me see if I can find it. Praise the Lord. You know, it's coming, and it's a time now when we're talking about spirit. And what's so marvelous is finding out that the spirit, you can't just up and touch it. You know what I'm saying? The kingdom of God is not what you can see or what you can touch, right?
Amen.
Therefore, it's so much better to live in the kingdom of God and dwell in the kingdom, because there's less problems of living off. You know, Moses said he endured. The word said he endured by seeing him who is invisible.
Amen.
Amen. Because we are always trying to take thought ourself, as Fred would say, we're taking thought, and that's the main thing that keeps us from walking this thing out. Is a carnal mind. The carnal mind is an enmity against the spirit. Amen. And that's the ball game for me. That's the battle that I fight all the time. Is move. Which one shall I choose this morning? And if I look in the mirror very long, I won't choose the right one, I assure you. Amen?
Amen.
But it's a warning. But it says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, it says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat and what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. See, it's not any of these things, not to take any thought on these things. And yet, I know we in America, that's all we're consumers, right? Give us a credit card and a shopping mall and we're gone. Taking thought of what it is. But it says, what we shall put on, for is not the life.
Yes.
See, that's the life is what we're after.
Yeah.
Amen. That Zoe life, the life of the Spirit, the life of God. Amen. And I'm going to tell you this, and we have to choose every day. Choose you this day. Amen.
Yes.
It's a completely choose. It says, is not the life more than meat and the body raiment? You know, there's come a time now as we're waiting upon the Lord. Amen. It's waiting upon the Lord. Let's go over here to Isaiah 40. Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah.
You know, we get into a thing that we think that if you look around and you see around what you see in the world today, it doesn't look like God's gaining any ground.
That's right.
Amen. It looks... and people will tell you how hopeless it looks all the time.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't know how much longer this world's going to stay glued together. Well, God holds it up by His Word.
Yeah.
Is how it's going to stand.
Yeah.
Amen. Because, see, you have to get your thoughts out of the natural into what the Spirit, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
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 Thus saith the Lord. And it says in Isaiah 40, Verse 28, I just want to start there. It says, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For him that fainteth not.
Yes.
Amen. Because this fainting is for the flesh.
Yes.
Right. Amen. This fainting is for our carnal minds.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But God fainteth not. The Spirit will not faint. Right in the middle of all of the Amen. Things that's going around you, the Spirit will not faint.
Amen.
Amen. You may pass out, but the Spirit is going to stand. Amen. The Spirit is going to hold the Word up. And because therefore we have to begin to live in what we cannot see. Amen. The Spirit, I tell you what, you can't just reach out and touch peace. Right? You can't just reach out and touch joy. These are invisible, but they're manifestations.
Amen.
You see the manifestations of the Spirit.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But I praise the Lord this morning that He doesn't faint.
Yes.
Amen. Amen? Praise the Lord. He fainteth not, neither is He weary.
Wow.
Amen. The flesh gets weary.
Yeah.
Amen?
All right.
Last night I liked to fell out of chair three times while Brother McCoy was preaching. And I never fall asleep with him preaching. Amen. I'm afraid he may hit me with something. No, I just kidding. We love him, but the flesh is weak. Amen. The flesh is weak. He gives that power to the. Turn over here to 2 Corinthians, chapter 12. Amen. Because it's all by grace through faith. Amen? By grace through faith. It's standing in things that just does not make sense to the common mind.
Amen?
I don't know why He chose me. I tell Him every day, I said, Lord, why me? You know how much dirt I am. Because what you see is what you get in the dirt man. You know what I'm saying? But why He chooses, why He has chosen us. But the Word says that He chose us before the foundation of the world. So therefore we stand in the things that are invisible. Amen. The things that were spoken eons of days ago. Amen. But there's a fainting that says, and this is Apostle Paul here. He says, for though, verse 6, we'll just start right there. For though I would desire to glory. See, the old flesh would love just to glory.
Yes.
See, I saw a verse on the back of a truck, semi-truck going down the road the other day. To God be the glory.
Yes.
That's where it is all. That's where everything is coming back to. Is God be the glory. To God be the glory. Not the flesh glory. Because Apostle Paul said if there was any, you know, he had all the credentials in the flesh, right? Right? He had it all, but he says, for though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. How many fools do you see around now? Trying to steal the glory away from God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, when you get to the point, to God be the glory, and you just stand back, it's as Fred says, let.
Amen.
Let is the greatest kingdom word
Amen.
That I've ever run across.
Amen.
Is let God arise.
Amen.
Bob, sit down, let God arise.
Amen.
Amen. Bob, be quiet. Let God speak.
Yes.
Amen. Let this kingdom
Hallelujah.
Become effective in our life.
Amen.
And by let the Spirit, let that Holy Spirit, well, it said He'd teach you all things.
Yes.
And yet we jump out here and try to, do it ourselves. Well, over around home, we like to do everything. We don't like to wait on nothing. Right? We don't even have a half-past over there. What'd you say? Breakfast at 8:30 or something. We don't even have half-past. It's that when the clock strikes, we think we should have it. That's the way we live. And we live in frustration. Right? We live in more frustration. There's probably more heart attacks in America than anywhere else because there's no patience in it. Right? And they want all the glory. But I'm going to tell you, it's to God be the glory this morning. It's to God. See, this carnal mind, we've got to, this flesh has to die out. If we don't walk in the kingdom, this flesh has to go. This carnal mind has to be submitted unto the Christ. Amen? And I tell you what, it's so beautiful to walk now without having to use the carnal mind.
Amen.
If you can come to walk in the Spirit, right?
Amen. That's true.
Walk in the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
You will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
That's right.
That's what it said. And so therefore, that's the peace and the joy.
Hallelujah.
Does not have to depend on what we can do. I can do nothing. Jesus said, I can do nothing. Except what I see the Father do.
That's right.
Right? And only what I hear Him say will I speak.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
But, okay, let's go on here. Yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. Though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations. Right? There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Does that tell you sometime where the situations you run into? Amen. To keep from being exalted.
Yes.
When I first come into this message, I'd get a tape from Brother McCurry, preacher tape. I'd run, be the first one over there to get it. I'd stick it in my cassette going down the road and play it over and over. And as long as I was hearing that one message, everything was peaceful. Right? But tapes seem to wear out sometimes. So it's leaning heavily. We learn and lean heavily on the Spirit.
Yeah.
Leaning heavily into the kingdom of God, that of where we're supposed, of whom we are. Let's put that.
Yeah.
Of whose we are.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
But, you know, one says, not that he might buffet me, but that he may buffet me. Mm-hmm. See, there's influences out here that's going to buffet you.
Right.
It's not a maybe. You know, you can try to stay away from it all you can. But he said, Jesus said, I pray, Father, that you not take them out of the world, but you keep them from the evil.
Yes.
Amen. So there's things that's continuously buffing this spirit.
That's right.
Buffeting me to see and buffeting you to see, which shall you I do today? What shall I? And then it's a choice of what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Sometimes second by second.
Amen.
Whether you're going to lean heavily on the Spirit, or you're going to do what you think God said. I'm making a lot of payments right now on things that I thought. You know, God is doing, right? Oh God. You know, you got to buy a new car. Oh, God's blessed me with a new car. And then the payment or the coupon book, y'all may call it, I don't know what it is, it shows up. For 30 days, it's God bless me with this. Right? But then when the payment comes up, right? When the payment comes up, my Lord have mercy. What have I got myself into? Lord, what did you get me into this for? Because out of lust of the flesh.
Yes.
Amen. Because sometimes we just want to think what we know what God said. But I want to come to a place of shutting up and hearing what the Spirit has to say.
Amen.
Then you can run over a troop.
Yes.
Climb the wall.
Yes.
Make the car payments.
Yes.
Amen. You can do all these things in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Outside of Him, we're nothing.
Amen.
Outside of that, kingdom, we hear so much kingdom that I believe that people have forgotten really how to walk in the real thing.
That's right.
Right? The real thing. Amen. But let's go on here. It says, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice. One thing says often. Right? Often that it might depart from me. See, how much we seek the Lord to keep this from being buffeted all the time.
Yeah.
Amen. This is, as Fred was saying, this is where all the action is at. Amen. It's not when everything is going so great for you. Right? God will bless such a place that you'll forget Him.
That's true.
The Word says, watch out, lest you forget.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
So I had rather walk, and Paul said he'd rather walk in all this infirmity, all these things that's coming against him for this thing right here. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Amen. It's coming that weakness. I must decrease that he may increase.
Amen.
That he may increase. Most gladly, therefore, I will glory in my infirmities.
Amen.
You know, have you ever been sort of ashamed to tell anybody what kind of situation you're in? Right? You show up at church and you're afraid to say, oh my God, I'm in, this is tough today. But you walk in, everything is all right, you know? And it's not that you're waiting for a bucket of pity party, right? But it's coming in there. You know, that the power of Christ. See? And that's what he said. Most gladly, therefore, I'd rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Amen.
See, there's this time that the power of Christ, this power of the anointing. Amen?
Amen.
And we have to walk in this power of anointing.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
If you've ever boiled an egg, then you're anointed. You can boil an egg. You know what I'm saying? You can do it. The anointing is knowing. See, the Lord knew for what he was called for. He knew that he must heal the sick. Right? And he didn't walk around with a bunch of eyeballs in his pockets. Amen? Well, I think this blue one might fit you. No. They would stop him. Are you following me? Therefore, he leaned upon the power.
Yes.
Right? He leaned upon the Spirit. He heavily. And that's where we're at today, is leaning upon the Spirit.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Leaning upon the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
There comes a place it's how we're waiting. It's how we're waiting that makes a difference. Amen. Turn back over here to Isaiah one more time. Y'all have to forgive me. Listen to this. Isaiah 40. Let's go back to 28 here. He is neither weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases this strength.
Yeah.
Pardon? Amen. We are candidates of this thing, as Fred said. My Lord. You know, take the foolish things to confound the things of the wise. You know, I just marvel at how much God really loves me.
Yeah.
You know, I just can't get over the fact is of how much he loves me. You know, he the word says he chastises everyone he loves.
Right.
He trains everyone he loves. My Lord, we all should have a college education in him by now. Amen. I'm telling you what, this is becoming the sons of God.
Amen.
Coming to walk in this thing that ye may give out.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He gives, let me go on here and says, and to them that have no might, he may increase the strength. Even the youth shall faint. Amen.
Amen.
You know, the youth is very easy that you take a small out and convince him he may want chocolate, but you can convince him that he wants vanilla. You can be very deceptive when you youth. Amen. And shall faint, and it says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. If you're depending upon your own self, then you're asking for a breaking.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, yeah. Amen. Praise God. But they that wait upon the Lord, see, but there's a difference. But those that wait upon the Lord, you know, there's one thing of just, well, I think I'll just wait on Him. And I have done this for month after month. And wait. Let's just wait on Him. Some people are waiting now till they get to heaven to enjoy everything that God's give us power to live right now.
Amen.
Amen. So why wait? But it says, and this is like a two-word meaning. If you're going to wait on Him, then you're going to serve Him. Right? You're going to seek after what He wants. Amen. See, it's a binding up. See, a waiter, when a waiter waits on you, he binds up with the groups and waits on whatever their desires are.
Amen.
Except in America. you just have to sometimes beg for a glass of water or whatever. But you know what I'm talking about? It's coming into waiting on Him.
Yeah.
Binding up with Him. Leaning heavily on the Spirit. See, this is an active kingdom. This is not something that's passive. This is something that every moment of the day that we can move into.
Amen.
It's not something, well, I'll wait till Sunday. I'll wait till the next meeting. Right? I've always said this, that the kingdom of God is not worth anything if you can't carry it to work with you tomorrow.
Amen.
Right? If it's just a Sunday religion, then there's six more days in the week.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Take it with it. This is something that we are, that's becoming us.
Yeah.
We're becoming to walk in this kingdom. We've been translated out of the world of darkness, the kingdom of darkness, into the kingdom of His dear Son.
Amen.
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 One I was reading somewhere here back, it says, ye are darkness. Right? There's just darkness. There's light. Amen. But He's moved us out of this kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Amen.
Amen.
But He says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, this renewing of this strength.
Amen.
And I'm so glad that it's not my strength.
Yes.
Anymore. See, we're being changed.
Yeah.
Right? Changed by the renewing of our minds. Amen? This mind being renewed, this mind of Christ, this mind of the anointing. Amen?
Yes.
This mind that I don't think I can make it. Right? I just don't, you know, have you ever got it? I just don't think I'm going to make it. Let me tell you something. The mind of Christ says you shall make it. Amen. The mind of Christ superimposes over everything.
Yes.
Amen. The superimposing over all the problems, anything that comes along. But it's changing our strength for His strength.
Yes.
Right? Let's see here. Well, let me go on here. I got one. It says, renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. I tell you, this mounting up is walking in the Spirit. It's getting on a higher plane than what this carnal mind can think. You know, the eagle represents deity. Amen? Deity? We have it in America. We have it everywhere. You'll see the El Presidente with the seal of the eagle in front of him all the time. The eagle's on the dollar bill. You know, but it's moving into his, this deity. And it's changing. It says, and mounting up. This mounting up is being renovated of this old mind here. This old fanatic in the attic is, right? And allowing this deity, this Christ in us, is the hope of glory. Right? The enemy will tell you and your carnal mind, is nothing. I can do nothing. Right? But when you move into this strength, changing into His strength, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Right. His grace is sufficient.
Yes.
It's moving always into the strength and moving into things that you really can't see, but you're going to have to trust.
Amen.
Right? By grace, through faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But this mounting up is being coming into this Zion. See, it says, "Shall mount up his wing as eagles; they shall run and not be weary."
Amen.
Amen. This run and not be weary. Amen. How many times have I know that trying to see and walk this thing out just by the old carnality, and it'll just wear you, slap out.
Right.
Try to be good. Right?
Yeah.
Just try to be good for so, you know, just try within yourself just to be good. Jesus says, "Why call ye me good? There's not but one good, and that's the Father."
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. But it's moving from this strength to strength. This changing in us, right? It has to be a change from one glory to the next glory.
Amen.
And let's read this. This renewing, 2 Corinthians 3. Let's see where I got here. Verse 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord is that Spirit.
Amen.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
Amen.
Amen. See, this is moving in, coming out of this bondage,
yes,
of all this darkness into the liberty,
Lord,
of the King.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But we are with open face. See, sometimes in the open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord. As I said, sometimes you look in the mirror and the only thing you see is yourself. We need to quit looking in the mirror and seeing ourselves and seeing Him.
Amen.
Amen. Because we are all the Christ you're going to see.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
It's the Christ in us is the hope of glory.
That's right.
Right? Everybody else is waiting for that day. But it's right here. I see the Christ right here. This whole room is full of Christ.
Yeah.
If we can just behold it with a spiritual eye and see, see this glory. Amen. See this change that's taking place. We within ourselves, we've never been equipped for this. But God has so chosen it. He's the one that has equipped us. Amen. It says, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image. See, it's being changed into that same image. And what is that image? Spirit. Yes. Amen. We are being changed. As we look into this, see, this is what changes us.
Amen.
As we're looking into this, we see this glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes.
Right? It says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry. See, there's a ministry that we're not here just to take up seat space.
That's right.
Right?
Amen.
In our assembly, you, as we said earlier, you don't ever know who, when your time is next. Amen. But therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not.
Amen.
See,
amen.
There's a mounting up that there's a place that we faint not. Amen. The world fainteth, but that faints not. I wrote in here a while back, it says, God is letting us in on what he's doing. Amen. Letting him, the God of this universe, is letting us in on what he's doing. This is the ministry we have. And it says, we're not about to throw up our hands and walk off the job.
Amen.
Amen. If you get frustrated enough in the flesh, you throw your tools down and walk off the job. Amen. But leaning upon this Spirit.
Yes.
Right? And just leaning and leaning upon the Spirit. It says, we're not about to throw up our hands and walk off the jobs. Right? Just because we run into an occasional hard time. Right? This hard times, these and it says, and there's just this occasional. What is it? Where's the scripture says that this is just for a moment?
Yes.
Where is that at? Let's read.
The next chapter. The next chapter. Verse 17-18.
Right, here it is. That's good. Chapter 4, verses 15, let's just say that. For all things are for your sakes. For all things are for our sakes. Is all these things that we go through for our sakes?
Yes.
Amen. But everything is laid out for our sakes. He died for it. That the abundance of grace, right? There's an abundance of grace here. Amen. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might be through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Everything is to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not. Right? We shall walk and not. We shall run and not. Right? Amen. Praise the Lord. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, right? Yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
Amen.
It's this renewing.
Yes.
This taking on the strength of this eagle.
Yes.
Right? I understand that the feather sometimes gets heavy on them. He'll beat his wings on the rocks. Right? And all these old heavy feathers fall off, and then he waits on this renewing.
Yes.
Are you following? And that's exactly what we're doing. We're sitting here waiting, but we're not like, well, I think one of these days, right, it will come. We're waiting on him now.
Amen.
Right. This strength is being renewed now.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. For our light affliction. Ooh. Some of you say it doesn't feel very light. Amen. These things that happen to us through the day do not seem to be so light at the time that they're going on. But we have an opportunity to rise up in this strength or get run over by the next one.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
You know what? You can sit there and beg and beg and beg God all you want to. But if you're a son of God, you're going to have to quit begging.
That's right.
To get what you need.
Amen.
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 This begging God is no more. I've done tried it. I've literally begged Him, Father, would You please help me? Right? Take this burden.
Yes.
Take this burden. Right? But I learned here right recently that I have to roll it over on Him.
Amen.
Right? Is rolling it over on Him, then you can arise in this strength.
Amen.
Because it's all the graces that He's given us.
Yes.
That we obtain this, that we live in this strength anymore.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I do not fly. I'm telling you what, this plane trip just scared me literally to death for I don't know how long. I told them in church, I don't know what, you know, I'm just going to have to get in there, strap it on him. Have you ever strapped on a 777? You know, but sometimes you have to just roll these things on here. Because He is the I Am. Amen. I will be there. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you the truth. I do not fly, but I just rolled it over on Him. Amen. Amen. Some of them didn't roll it over too good, but that's all right. I'm just kidding you. But it's rolling. I'm just kidding you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
But we are being renewed day by day. Amen. This is a renewing day.
Yes.
Right? We're not looking for just some revival that's going on. You hear about them all over the earth. Is revival.
Yes.
We're looking for restoration.
Amen.
I'm looking to see the sons of God. I'm looking to walking in this kingdom and walking when all hell's done broke loose and all is well. All is well in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. All is well. And it's coming into this restoration. Amen. Coming into the sons of God that have been chosen before the foundation of the world. Amen. But our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Ain't you glad that just for a moment? Amen. But now, you can drag them on.
That's right.
Right? You can, it can last 1 second. It can last years. If you ever seen about it, some people just want to just carry that on around with them. Let me just carry this old affliction with me right here. Whatever this old carnal mind, I can't go. This pity party that I'm having.
Right.
I want to carry it so somebody may want to help carry this old pity party with me.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you, misery loves company. Amen. But I've learned that the company of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is the joy of this whole earth.
Amen.
That is the joy of this whole earth.
Yes.
But coming into this, it's just for a moment. This light affliction is just for a moment. Right?
Yes.
Worketh. These things are working for us.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen. These light afflictions that we're seeing is working for us.
Yes.
That just doesn't seem right. Mm-hmm. When all hell breaks loose against you and working for me. Right?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm telling you what.
Man, hallelujah.
It's working for us what? Working us for us a far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory.
Amen.
See, we are being changed from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from one glory to the next. Amen. From one glory, you're up praising God. Next day, you know what? When you think you got everything made, everything going good, and we used to think the devil would pull the rug out from under you. But I come to find out it wasn't the devil.
Amen.
It was the Lord doing this thing to me. Right? The Lord is the one pulling the rug out from under me all the time. And I let him know about it sometimes too. It's just not good. It just does not suit with what my plans are. Amen. But it said that it's working for us.
Amen. Yeah.
A far more better weight of eternal glory.
Yeah.
See, it's the eternal things that we're now beginning to stand in.
Amen.
Where this is the kingdom standing in things that are his kingdom. All of things shall pass away.
Yes. Right.
But his word shall never pass away.
Right.
Amen. You can just stand on it. When he pulls the rug and slides it out from under you, you can still stand.
Amen.
Once you get over the whimping and the whining, then you can stand.
Right.
Amen. So that's the reason I'm saying, I just thank God it's just for a moment.
Amen.
I pray God that the flight was just for a moment. I pulled the shade down. We got in that little jet coming from Paris over here. We wasn't in it but an hour. I was afraid to look out the window. That was a little old small plane. Amen. It says, while we look not. See, while we look not. Right? It only works for you while you look not. Amen. This is walking in it. While you look not at it. If you look at it, it just lingers.
Yeah.
Right? It just stays there with you. It just a thorn in your side.
Yeah.
And then as possible as it, always trying, begging God. I take this away. Take it away. But it's his grace. It's his kingdom. Let him. Right? Let him direct it.
Yes.
Right? Man has tried, he messes up everything that he can get on. But let the Spirit that says, while we look not at the things which are seen. See, we got to quit looking at the things that are seen. The things that are just what we can touch or what little blessings that we see. And most of the time, they're not little blessings because they're your very life or what you need. You know what I'm saying? While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal.
Yes.
See, we just got to quit looking at the things that we can see.
That's right.
Right? We see here today. Right? This is a glorious time.
Glory.
But we all going to have to go home next week.
That's right.
Right? And when we get home, you know what? You're looking at things that you can see. Right? Praise God. The things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. So it's coming into being this renewing. Having his mind renewed. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Turn over here to Romans. Let's read this one time here. Good. Let's see, where am I going here? I think I have dyslexia or the brain sometimes, or the mind. Amen. Romans chapter 12 is where I want to go. Did I say that?
Amen.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. All right?
Yes.
Holy, acceptable unto the God, which is your reasonable service. See, we think sometimes God just puts so much pressure on us that it's just unreasonable what he, the situation he'll put you in. Right? But it's a reasonable service.
Amen.
Right? Be not conformed to this world. This world will conform you. Right?
Amen.
You go out here and try to change. You go out here and try to change this world, and it'll change you.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
You walk in the bar yourself and not take the Holy Spirit with you. Don't go anywhere without the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Right? This world will change you. Amen. Be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Amen. Everything is being transformed. Being transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will.
Amen.
See, we're coming into that perfect will of God. I believe we're coming in at perfect will because we're not looking at the things that's around us.
Amen.
That we're looking into the things that are eternal.
Yes.
And we're mounting up the words, and our strength is being renewed. We're changing from our strength to his strength.
Amen.
Amen. It's his strength that I'm after.
Glory.
I don't care what Bob has to say anymore.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? I want to hear.
Yes.
And you know what? Bob has to shut up.
That's right.
To hear.
Amen.
Because Bob squeals a lot.
Hallelujah.
When I get pinched, I squeal. You know what I'm saying? The pressure gets on me, I squeal. But being quiet before the Lord, are you following? For I say, listen, let me read just one more scripture too, and then we'll I don't know what time it is here. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace that's given to me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think.
Amen.
So we got to come to even to quit this thinking that we are something.
Yes.
Amen. Quit to thinking. My Lord, is stop this thinking. I say it a lot. Brother McCurry here a long time ago reminded me that I say, well, I think this, I think that. He says, well, you know, Bob, you need to quit saying that I think. I said, well, I don't know what else I would say then, because that's all I know is what I think, you know. And I had to regroup that. But it's knowing.
Yes.
It's not just thinking of himself. It's knowing who you are. See, it's the day of knowing whom we are in him.
Amen.
Right? Bob is nothing. I'm telling you the truth. I'm just absolutely nothing. But in him, I can do all things. Right? In him, outside of that, I'm just Bob. Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. But praise God. But to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith.
Yes.
Amen. But we have to think on the things that he has said, what he has said. Looking into this like a mirror.
Amen.
Right? We're being changed. This is how we're being changed. We're not being changed by how good we can sing.
Amen.
Right? Well, singing's good.
Yes.
I can't carry a tune bucket, but that's all right. You know what I'm saying? But it's being this changed. And this word is what's changing us.
Amen.
Amen. He's changed us from glory to glory.
Yes.
Yeah, and from faith to faith.
Amen.
Right? And you can fire to fire.
Yes.
Right? He's a consumed fire.
Amen.
You jump out of one fire and he puts you in another one. And we're being consumed.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And I'm just waiting for the finished product.
Hallelujah.
I get up begging the Lord for that finished product.
Amen, man.
Because this is what we're after.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, in John chapter 1 says, and he gave to them that saw him. Let me read this. I'm going to deny shut up. I'll turn over here to John chapter 1. Just want to read this. I say it's chapter 1. To them. What? Verse 12. Listen to this. But as many as received him, if we have received him, right? To them gave he power. Right? Receiving him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. He's placed this power, right? He's given us opportunity, this authority. See? We're coming out of this wimp stage.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? We're coming out of this being wimpy. Amen. And we're coming into that power, coming into being the sons of God, the grown sons, mature sons of God. Right?
Yes.
And yet, we're just absolutely nothing. Amen. But Jesus made of himself no reputation. Right? And he become as a servant. And let the greatest among you be servant of all. Now, what you going to do with that? Amen. And that's where it's at.
Amen.
You want to be great in the kingdom of God? Then serve.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And serve.
Amen.
Serve.
Yes. Thank you.
Wait upon. Amen. But I just praise the Lord this morning. I just praise the Lord that we're coming in this being changed into his strength.
Yes.
I don't even believe if we ever meet again, We won't even recognize us for who we are.
Amen.
But we'll only see him.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. As I said, I think I said the other night, there's no greater feeling, no greater thing in this world than to run across another brother or sister in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And mention God.
Yes.
And you're there for a spell.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. So I just exhort us just to stay under the pressure.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Stay under the pressure.
Hallelujah.
You know, diamonds don't come. They don't come by just picking them up off the ground out here.
No.
Amen. They come because they're under pressure.
Yeah.
And this pressure is what's bringing us from this, from one glory into his glory.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.